Thank the Lord that God is real this morning. We are not following cunningly devised fables, but God has proven himself so many times that during the times that it seems like God is not there, I have to look in the past and remember the times I knew God was there. So when it's like, Lord, where are you? Is this even real? I know God is real this morning because he has proven himself so many times in the past. I have a question for you. This is just talking to home folks now, and I guess our online listeners. Would you get more out of a 20-minute message this morning or an hour message? Anybody afraid to answer that one? I'd like you to get this phrase down in your heart, and I'm not going to take an hour to do it if you're concerned. I'd like to talk about the devil this morning and who he is. The devil is a what? He is a liar. I'd like all of you, if you don't get anything else out, because this is what we're going to talk about this morning, I want you to remember this. The devil is a liar. I'm going to try that one more time. The devil is a liar. I am thankful to know and to hear the voice of God. And we sing a song, I know the sweet sound of his voice. Sometimes the Lord is quiet. But when the Lord talks and when he speaks, it's like, oh, that's the sound of the shepherd. That's the Lord speaking. But there is someone else that is speaking with a purpose this morning to destroy our souls, and that is the devil. The scripture in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8 says, be sober, be vigilant, for the devil as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. So it is the devil's plan and his design and purpose this morning to destroy your life. Okay? I'm not going to have you repeat everything, but I want you to get this in your mind too. The devil's purpose is to destroy your life. He came to steal, kill, and destroy. He came to take away your hope. He came to make you think that you cannot have peace. He came to try to cause you to feel like life is hopeless. The devil is a liar. He's a liar, Brother Leroy. The devil's a liar. He is trying to destroy your homes. The devil is trying to destroy your relationships. The devil is trying to cause division among God's people. The devil is trying to cause individuals to feel like I can't make it, but the devil is a liar. Are we going to get this now? The devil's a liar. Jesus spoke about this in the book of John, in the 8th chapter of John. Let's turn and read. John in the 8th chapter in the 44th verse. Jesus was speaking to some of the Pharisees, and he said, ye are of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer, talking about Satan, the devil. He was a murderer from the beginning. A murderer is one that takes life. The enemy wants to take your life this morning, spiritually and sometimes physically. He's a murderer. It said, and he abode not in truth, because there is no truth in him. This is talking about now the devil, folks. There is no truth in the devil. His nature is deceptive. Now, does that mean the devil never says anything that's true? Do you know there is nothing more deceptive than mixing a little bit of truth with error? That's more deceptive sometimes. There are sometimes people can go to someone and I can say, you know what? They're not saved. They don't love God. Just understand that what they say, they're not coming from a biblical perspective. That's very clear. But it's more deceptive when people go to a seminar and listen to someone that is professing Christ and yet they're mixing things that are not true in it, that's a whole lot more deceptive than it is just going to someone that you know is going to tell the truth or someone that's going to be saying things that aren't right. Mixing. The devil can quote scripture too, can he not? He did to Jesus in his temptation. So just because someone whispers a scripture in your ear, you want to know who's speaking it. Well, the devil is a liar. It said when he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. So the devil is a liar. His nature is one to deceive you. And the devil is, and this sounds so basic, but the devil is not your friend this morning. All right? The devil does not have your best interest at heart. So when the enemy comes in and begins talking to you, I want you to remember that the devil is a liar. He's wanting to try to deceive you. So if we were to go around this morning and say, has the enemy ever tried to deceive you? I think we'd all say yes. It was from the very beginning. In the book of Genesis in the third chapter, the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field. Now, the devil or Satan used the serpent as an agent to disseminate deception. Now, what was the nature of the serpent? You know, there's a little picture you'll see in Bible storybooks of a snake around a tree. It never says it was an apple either, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. It never says it was an apple, just FYI. But it was a tree that bore some manner of fruit. And nor is the scripture clear about the serpent being a snake. Now that's a discussion for another time. But the point being here is, though, the enemy used something as an agent to disseminate, to tempt and disseminate deception. But take note of what he did, though. The serpent was more subtle, which means crafty, than any beast of the field which the Lord hath made. And he said to the woman, yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? Do you notice how the enemy started here? He started with what? He started with a question. In other words, if he were just to come up, and if someone were to come up to you and say, oh, do such and such, you look at him, it's like, that's not right. But the enemy comes in with craftiness for the purpose of deceiving us. So he came with a question. Did God say that you're not supposed to do this? Do you know the way to, when you meet someone new, normally the way to draw them in is not just to make statements, it's to ask them questions. What are you doing? How's life going? And where do you work? And how's school? And what about your family? And you ask questions. You know why you do that? And that's a good thing with us, with people. But it's to draw them in. Do you know Satan does the same thing? He came in with a question. Did God say that you were not to do this? You know, what did God say? And the woman said to the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest you die. And the serpent said to the woman, ye shall not surely die. Okay. The devil is a liar. He started with a question, and he drew the woman out into a conversation. Have you ever gotten in a conversation with the devil? I want to tell you, don't waste your time on too much. There was one time there was a brother in California was driving down the road, and the devil was just working on him and beating up on him. And finally, he said he pulled over to the side of the road, and he opened up the door, and he said, out. He wasn't going to waste more than one word on the devil. Out. And he shut the door and went on down the road with the joy of the Lord in his life. I want us to understand, when you start entering into a conversation with the devil, he's got an agenda. I've had discussions with people before, and they've asked me a question. Well, what do you think about such and such? And I knew from the get-go that they had an agenda, and they were trying to lead me down the garden path. And I knew that if I answered their question, they would take my answer, and then they would try to take me down. And I knew where they were going, and it wasn't a place I wanted to go, and so I didn't even want to answer the question that seemed so innocuous, because it was they had an agenda. They wanted to take me somewhere. Folks, when you get in a conversation with the devil, understand he's got an agenda. And his agenda is to deceive and to tear up and to take away hope and courage and strength. All right, and so this agenda of Satan, he started with that question, not a statement. It was a flat-out lie where he ended up, then you won't die. It was a lie. You know, this is the deceptiveness of what sin is. Sin glitters. It looks good on the surface. Some of it does. But the reality of sin is it brings heartache. It destroys families. It destroys relationships. And people say, well, this is just my personal decision. Young folks, I want you to know something this morning. When you hear that little voice and saying, that's just personal, it's your decision, it's no one else's business, the devil's a liar. What you do affects your brothers and sisters. It's not just you. You think, I can go do this, it's my business, it's no one else's. No, what you do will affect your brothers and sisters. What you do will affect your parents. What you do will affect the congregation. The devil's a liar. And he makes us feel like what I do is independent and I can just do in my own little corner, in my own business. No, my business is going to affect your business and your business is going to affect my business. The devil's a liar. Well, he's deceitful. He mixes a little truth with it. Sin is, the deception of sin is that it promises what it can't deliver. All right? Fornication, adultery. The devil makes it look attractive, instant gratification of the flesh. And yet, the devil's a liar. What has been the outcome of people that have succumbed to the lie of the enemy, thinking, give in to this pleasure? It's brought heartache. The scripture says that fornication is a sin against your own body. In other words, those that have committed fornication, thinking that it was going to offer something, the long-term result was you are doing yourself damage, physically and emotionally and spiritually. That's why he said fornication's a sin against your own body. Folks, the devil's a liar. So when he comes in with temptation, and temptation by its very nature is something that draws on the flesh. And all of us have temptation. All of us. There's no one here that's so spiritual that you are above temptation. Christ was tempted. But when temptation comes, let's remember the devil is, okay, the devil is a liar. So when he comes in temptation, remember this about the devil. He's a liar. Okay, there are false prophets. There are deceitful workers. Over in 2 Corinthians 11, it says this in the verse 13 and 14, that there would be deceitful workers that would transform themselves into even Satan that would transform himself into an angel of light. So when we think about Satan and the devil, let's remember he doesn't always come with a pitchfork and horns. You understand? He can come as an angel of light, and the devil can work miracles. People say, well, we want to see miracles. Who's the author of the miracle? Where does it take people? When there are ministries and there are churches that are coming and doing things that they're professing to be miracles, and maybe they are, and then they go home and they're lying and cheating and living in adultery and fornication and claim miracles, I know who the source of that power is. Understand, just because you see a miracle does not mean it's of God. And Lord, help us to understand that this morning. The devil is a liar and he will do everything he can to deceive. So Satan as a liar, it's in his nature. So I'd like to mention a few ways to recognize the devil's voice. When the devil speaks, as opposed to God, as opposed to the Spirit of the Lord, it causes panic and worry. Versus that calmness and peace when the Lord speaks. That's how we can recognize the voice of the devil. When the devil speaks, it discourages rather than encourages. So when you're doing something and there's this voice and it's just in your mind, there's this voice going on and it's discouraging, I want you to understand that's not the Lord. That's the way the devil works. The devil will make you feel worthless. The devil will speak to you to try to destroy your hopes. The devil is the author of confusion. See, the scripture says God is not the author of confusion. So when you hear a voice and it's confusing and it's muddled it's the devil. God doesn't deal that way. The devil, when he speaks, he tries to isolate. You just need to distance yourself from your family. You need to distance yourself from the church. You need to distance yourself from your brothers and sisters. You young folks, you just need to draw back from mom and dad. You need to, that's the devil. The devil, because the devil wants to destroy us. And the best way to destroy someone is to cause them to feel isolated. See, there may be someone here this morning who feels isolated. You can be sitting there right next to someone and feel very alone. I want us to understand the enemy is a liar and he wants us to be isolated. Well, when the enemy speaks, he brings guilt and condemnation. If you are always under this, under oppression, that I'm never good enough, that's the devil. And you know what the devil is? He's a liar. To make you feel like that you're just always under guilt and condemnation. And what the enemy will do, he'll act like he's the Holy Spirit. And he will address spiritual needs in your life that you really have. But he'll just make you feel like there's no hope. You're just never good enough. But when the Lord speaks, he not only shows us the problem, he shows us the solution. So when there is presented in your mind a problem with no solution, it is the devil. Because he wants you to feel guilty all the time. He doesn't want you to enjoy life. He doesn't want you to be at peace. The devil's a liar. I want to just reveal the devil for who he is this morning. He's a liar. The devil will bring chaos and compromise. When he comes in and he tries to point things out in the scripture that will cause you to start deviating from it, it's the devil. He tries to cause us to walk away, to rationalize away from what the Bible teaches. Anytime you have to start rationalizing your behavior that is not what the Bible teaches, and you're trying in your mind, it's like, well, I can do this even though the Bible says this, that's the devil trying to draw you away. It is the devil that plants seeds of doubt instead of clarity. The Holy Spirit deals in clarity. The enemy likes to plant seeds of doubt. And when you listen, you say, is this the devil or the Lord? When you listen and you feel closer to God, that's a sign that's the Lord speaking to you. But when you start listening and you start feeling distance between you and God, you can know that's the devil. The devil is trying to put distance between you and God. So as you listen, what is happening in your life? Are you drawing closer to God, or is there more separation? It's a way to identify the enemy. There are so much many more things that could be said, but I'd like you to help me out for just a little bit this morning, okay? I wrote a list down, but I'd like you to help me out a little bit. What are some of the things that the enemy tells us? What are some of the things that... how the enemy works in my life, you realize he very often is working the same way in your life. In other words, we're all people. We all have emotions. We all have feelings. We all have thoughts. And the enemy works in a very common way. So I'd like just to expose the enemy this morning. What are some of the enemy, the things that the enemy whispers to people? Help me out. Don't be ashamed or bashful or backward. What are some of the things the enemy whispers? You can't have the victory. The devil is a liar. Because one of the ways we can recognize the enemy is he's going to say things that are contrary to the word of God. Okay? So when the enemy comes in, let's measure it to the word. Is that what the Bible teaches? No. Right with that, when I thought of Sister Judy, when I wrote this on my list, and I'm going to explain it. Because I think the enemy comes in, right, saying you can't have the victory. Sometimes he just comes along and says, you can't do it. You can't do it. Anybody here have the devil tell you that? And you start listening long enough, you're going to start believing it. And yet, Sister Judy's favorite scripture, and that's the reason I remember that. What is your favorite scripture? Philippians 4:18 was it, I think you shared a while back. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. So when the enemy comes along and says, you can't do it, the devil's a liar. Bible says I can do all things through Christ. Yes, I have needs in my life. Yes, I have weaknesses, but my faith is in Jesus Christ. And when there's that voice that is whispering to you in your marriages, in your relationships, in your personal spiritual life, he says, you can't do it. That's the devil, because I can do all things through Christ. What are some other things the devil whispers? It doesn't do any good to pray. I shared this a while back, but I was over in Ozark. I still remember where I was. And there was a gas station on the right, McDonald's on the left, and I was going along praying, and the enemy spoke to me so clearly. It's like, God doesn't even, you really think God hears you? This is ridiculous. You really think that your prayers are making a difference? And I'll tell you, I had to stop for a minute, and it's like, you know what? It can almost start seem ridiculous, can't it? You really think God hears my prayers? Well, guess what? Devil's a liar. I had to go back and I started reminding myself of times that God had answered prayer and I had to take a stand against the enemy. Yes, God is hearing my prayers. God does know where I'm at right now. Yes, God does. What else? What else does the enemy whisper to us? Okay, what was it? Your past defines you. Are we defined by our past this morning? Do we have to allow our past? What does the Bible say? What did Paul say? Forgetting those things that are behind and reaching forth. And what does he do when he said, well, but all the sin that you've committed... What does the scripture teach us what God does with our sin? He cast it as far as is the east from the west. So when you have sinned and you have done wrong, you do not have to be defined by your past. Thank God for that. The devil's a liar. He's a liar this morning, folks. Brother Randy, what else does he whisper? You're not loved. All right, I'm not going to ask for a show of hands, but I dare say... there could be a number that would put their hands up, and the devil comes along and says, no one loves you. You don't matter. But what does the Bible say? Oh, wasn't it for love? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for the ungodly. It wasn't because we were worthy, because what I did, but we are all creations of God this morning. So when you hear that voice that comes in and says, no one loves you, it's a lie. I love you. You need someone to tell you that you're loved. Call my wife and I. We'll tell you we love you. We care about you this morning. So when the enemy comes in and tells you that no one loves you and no one cares about you, the devil is a liar. He's trying to make you believe that lie, so when you feel isolated, it's easier to do wrong things. It's easier to put distance between you and God. I think we're about to 20 minutes. What else does the enemy say? You don't belong. You're not really. Have you ever come to service? Have y'all ever come to service? Anybody sit and just felt like you were kind of on the outside looking in? Okay, there's a few of you maybe. Isn't it odd if most people here had felt that way before? It's like, who are the in people anyway? You ever wondered about that? Who are the in people? Well, they're on the inside track. Well, it's kind of funny when the ones that are supposed to be in fill out. The devil is a liar, all right? You say, well, we're just visitors. I want to tell you all something. The first time you came, you were a visitor, okay? I'm just saying, you're a visitor. Second time you came, you are a welcome second visit. Third time you come, you are part of this group. What group are you talking about? We're just here worshiping the Lord. You're to be at home now. So you come the third time, and you say, well, I'm kind of on the outside. Who's telling you that anyway? We come together to worship the Lord, and it's the enemy that wants us to be separated. Makes us feel like, well, I'm just kind of out here, and everybody else, there's this clique. I've had people talk about cliques before, and I've thought, if you were thought I were in the middle of the clique, I was kind of feeling on the outside of it. So who is the clique anyway? You understand the devil? He wants to do everything he can to cause us to take away our hope. Anybody else? What does the devil whisper? Yeah. Yeah, if you're feeling on the outside, you be on the in, and you just go make everyone else feel welcome. That's right. Good way to defeat the devil. No one cares about you. Everyone else is better than you. Yeah, you're not very interesting at everybody. You know, others are more capable, Sister May. Others are more capable. You know, that's the devil. He's a liar. Well, they can do it better than you can. Okay, well, if they can pray better and they can preach better and they can teach better and they can be a better husband, they can be a better father, they can be a better, well, I'll just go to my corner. You know what the devil is? He's a liar. God created each one of you, and you are worthy of love this morning. It's the enemy that says you're not worthy of love. You're not good enough. Nobody cares. That's the devil, and he is a liar this morning. If you don't go to service, it doesn't matter. No one's going to miss you. No one cares anyway. I want to tell you, the devil is he's a liar. I miss you when you're not here. So if you ever feel like you're not important, you can just know the devil's a liar. Enemy said, eat of it when you're tempted. That's what he told Eve. Just eat of it. Eat of it. You'll enjoy it. You won't die. You young folks, you're going to face temptations, and you are facing some keen temptations in our technological world. I want you to remember the devil is a liar. Do not eat of the sinful fruit of this world. The devil's a liar when he makes it look good. It's not good. God, it's already been touched on. God kind of a little bit about forgiveness, but God won't forgive you. What is the devil? He's a liar. It does not matter what you have done this morning. It does not matter what you have done or how far you have gone. If you will ask the Lord to forgive you with a sincere heart in repentance, God will forgive you. I don't want to be guilty of perpetuating lies of the devil. Let's be careful in our interactions with one another that we are not agents of the enemy to perpetuate these deceptions. If you have sinned and you repent, I believe in a God that will forgive you of your sin. I believe that this morning. There is no hope for you. There's no hope. It's always going to be this way. The devil's a liar. It's too late. Devil's a liar. There's more that could be said, but let me conclude. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down what? Imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of Christ, bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. When the enemy comes in and he starts talking, let's recognize who he is. Let's ask ourselves, is this God? Is this the enemy? And let's know that the devil's a liar. I would that he be exposed this morning. The Lord wants you to be a people of hope, of courage. You are worthy of love. There is a brighter tomorrow. You are worth loving. You have something to offer to the people of God. There are people that love you. Your relationships this morning are worth fighting for. It's the enemy that wants us to give up on relationships. No, there's a bright hope in Jesus Christ. The devil is a liar this morning, and I'm thankful that when he comes in, that we can resist him by claiming the promises of God. When he comes in with his little one-liners, you find a scripture that'll combat that and hold on to the promises of God, because it reveals exactly who the devil is. Amen.